Twitter Lingerie Fic. Written by Bun Xian Loves You. Narrated by Rhea314. Summary. I could write an AU where woman loving woman Wang Xian and Wei Wuxian hasn't bought herself a new bra since high school, and Lan Wangji is like, let me give you this. The motivating factor, of course, is the underwire in Wei Wuxian's bra finally ripping out, and her showing up at the library where Lan Wangji works in a boxy hoodie in late August, when it's still 90 degrees and 80% humidity, in running shorts and flip-flops. Standing at the circulation desk, looking like she's going to pass out of heat exhaustion at 11 in the morning, sweating. She and Lan Zhan are friends. They go way, way back. And as a result, Lan Wangji knows the entire tragic history of Wei Wuxian's adoptive family that never quite loved her enough to let her be herself. Only loved her enough to let her give and give, and finally give her sister Jiang Chong a kidney when she was 22, and then cut her off one semester short of graduating college. Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian go way back. Far enough back that Lan Wangji has the second key to Wei Wuxian's apartment. And anyway, she shows up in this huge hoodie, and Lan Wangji is like, why are you not dressed appropriately for the weather? She knows Wei Wuxian has weather-appropriate clothing. She knows. She has little sundresses and red viscous blend that turn invisible when she gets caught in the rain. Lan Wangji does not revisit, oh, Lan Shan, I got caught in the rain, on a weekly basis. It is not so rural to meditate on your best friend's wet skin, her hair getting caught in dark whirls around her face and neck, the cling of red fabric against her chest, her hips, her thighs. Wei Wuxian is Lan Wangji's best friend. Wei Wuxian is vivacious and bright and friendly, and she flirts with everyone. Everyone. She could never want what Lan Wangji wants. Could never want to be held jealously by her. Wei Wuxian laughs, like the fall of dew on tender buds. You've sort of caught me in a laundry emergency, Lan Zhan. She tosses her long black ponytail. She's flushed and sweating. Lan Zhan usually loves it when she comes in flushed and sweating. She leans over the desk, close. Just between us gals? My last bra bit it this morning. I'll probably get a new one on my next paycheck. Lan Wangji frowns. You cannot wear a black hoodie everywhere in high summer, Wei Ying. She says. It is the same tone she uses when she tells children to use their inside voices, stern but caring. Yeah, but I can't not pay my rent, Lan Zhan. She says, I'm fine, it's fine. It's not fine. I'll see you around, Lan Zhan, Wei Ying says. She leans over the desk enough to kiss Lan Zhan on the cheek. She kisses everyone on the cheek. Her brother, her sister, the Nia girl, Mo Xuanyu, and smiles. She's gone as suddenly as she came, lightning. Lan Wangji watches her go, and she considers Wei Wuxian's needs for the rest of her shift. She goes home and makes a private appointment with the lingerie shop she favors that evening, and she makes plans to get lunch with Wei Ying shortly before on the same day. Wei Wuxian shows up not in a hoodie, thank God, but her arms are crossed over her chest. Sorry, all I have is a bathing suit top, she says. Lan Wangji nods. Will you help me run an errand afterward? Wei Wuxian smiles brightly in response. Of course, Lan Zhan, anything. Lan Wangji smiles as their lunch order arrives. Wei Wuxian looks at it, confused. Oh, I already ate, she says. She didn't. Lan Wangji knows this. I was worried you would be late, she says. A half-truth. And I know what you usually get. A whole truth. You can take the leftovers with us. If you're not hungry now, It would be a shame to waste it. This is one of the better strategies for actually getting Wei Wuxian to eat. Anyway, after lunch, Nan Wangji takes them on a quick walk to the shop, just around the block. Nan Wangji opens the door for Wei Ying to step in, and she looks at it, and then she looks at Lan Chan. Lan Chan, she murmurs. This is for lingerie. Lan Chan answers. I need a new piece, and was unsure my best size. Would you like to be sized as well? They are excellent. Wei Wuxian looks from the clerk at the counter, who is smiling. She looks at Lan Chan. Sure, she says. She laughs just a little. Sure. Lan Chan is disappointed that this has to happen in separate rooms. But she is naturally taciturn, and Wei Ying is naturally chatty. There is a lot to overhear. Yeah, she says. I don't have a lot of disposable income, so it's been a while since I've done this. She overhears. The clerk says something. Something similar to what you received last time, Miss Lan. Her dresser asks her. Lan Chan nods. She leans close to the clerk, though. And whatever she likes, regardless of price. Her dresser nods. Lan Chan is busty, but she's not in specialty sizes. She likes to buy beautiful things, though. She likes to curate her life. I think I'm a C, Wei Ying says in her dressing room. There is polite laughter. No, ma'am, is the answer. Oh, Wei Ying answers. Lan Chan's dresser returns, six things on hangers, two nudes, one black, three in white and blue, that they know Lan Chan favors. The dresser slips away. Bras come in G? Wei Ying cries, incredulous. Lan Chan looks at herself in the mirror. She doesn't own any black bras. This one is thin mesh, with a basic scallop trim along the cups. Demure. She turns. Is this too girlish? A thought occurs to her. Wei Ying, she calls. Lan Chan, she calls back. My dress, the white linen? With the buttons, Wei Ying clarifies. No, the bell sleeves. Lan Chan calls. Oh, that one. I love that one. Can you tell me if this would work under it? She pulls back the dressing room curtain. Wei Ying peeks out, just her head. Oh my god, she says, before pulling her head back inside. Wei Ying? Lan Chan asks. Sorry, Wei Ying says, laughing, forced brightness. Sorry, it looks incredible. You look incredible. Lan Chan nods. But the dress? Oh, Wei Ying answers. Please, Lan Chan says. Take another look for me. Wei Ying peers back out. She's blushing. I think it should be fine, she answers. And if it does show, you can act like it's on purpose. Like, that's a good look. It's a great look. Lan Chan nods. Thank you, Wei Ying, she responds. Yeah, no problem. What are friends for, Lan Chan? Lan Chan closes the curtain. Yes, she says. Friends. Lan Chan sets aside the black to get for herself. She likes one of the white pieces, cloud motifs in the mesh, with a pearl suspended between the cups. Oh, Wei Ying says in her dressing room. I didn't realize. Yes, ma'am, the dresser replies. Wow, this is really nice. Any colors that ma'am prefers? Red and black, Lan Chan answers for her. Yeah, Wei Ying replies. Red and black. Lan Chan's dresser comes back with two more pieces. Does the black come in a set? she asks. Yes, Miss Lan, the dresser answers. Your usual size? Please. A new sports bra in a minimalist style. She likes it. It's high impact and will be perfect for running. A bralette in bamboo viscose that is so wonderfully smooth on her skin, and in a baby blue she glows in. Oh, I love this one, Wei Ying says. Wow, this is so pretty. Would you like to show your companion? The dresser asks. Lanzhan loves this store. Lanzhan? Wei Ying asks. Lanzhan pulls the curtain of her dressing room, still just in bralette and skirt. The curtain on the other side parts, and there's Wei Ying. Wei Ying is deeply suntanned, her skin golden and brown in many places. Her belly and bosom are paler, though. She's thinner than Lanzhan, not nearly so muscular, and she has the largest breasts Lanzhan has ever seen on a real person. It's not that Wei Ying dresses modestly. It's not that Lanzhan hasn't looked at her. But in their friendship, they have never been so naked with each other. And what Wei Ying has always worn has apparently been very deeply inadequate bras. Wei Ying stands there, a little shyly, in a black power mesh bra that cups her breasts carefully, beautifully. The cups are embroidered to look like lotuses, flowers that hold her breasts in the center. And Wei Ying's breasts look soft, striped with stretch marks but full. Lanzhan feels her fingers squeeze reflexively as she imagines their weight in her hands. Lanzhan knows that the bra she is wearing retails for about half of what Wei Ying's rent costs, which means it's more than the total sum of the rest of her outfit, because everyone who could care for Wei Ying in this way, everyone who would, no longer speaks to her. Wei Ying looks so beautiful. She looks so beautiful when wearing something she's meant to wear. Lanzhan? Wei Ying asks. Lanzhan feels her ears turn red. She nods. Wei Ying smiles so broadly her eyes and nose both crinkle. Beautiful, Lanzhan answers honestly, and Wei Ying laughs. Lanzhan, you can't just say things like that. Oh my god. Would Miss like to see something else? Something red, Lanzhan says. Of course, Miss Lan, Wei Ying's dresser says. Lanzhan, you're so funny, Wei Ying replies. Yes, Lanzhan thinks. So funny. Lanzhan's dresser comes back with two more pieces.
These are well suited for a special occasion, Miss Lan, she murmurs, and slips out of the door.
Lanzhan feels her face heat just looking at them. Oh, wow, this is so pretty, Wei Ying coos from the other dressing room. The first piece they brought for Lanzhan is not quite right. Someone else would love the effect of its white lace more. The ribbon on it is not quite the right shade of pink on her, and the silhouette, it makes her feel girlish. For the price, she won't be taking it home. The second set, though. It's a balconette bra in dark red. The red that wobbles the thin line between red and rich warm black. And it is densely embroidered, thick flowers, mini-petaled, spread improbably over it, and up over the straps. It's not really a bra. It's more like embroidered jewelry. She doesn't have anything quite like it. And there's a panty to match. Lanzhan redresses quickly. She buttons her shirt all the way to the collar, lays her necklace through the collar delicately. She tucks in her shirt and smooths over her belly. She tosses her dark hair off her shoulders. She checks her nails. She puts her lipstick back on, and then she steps out of the dressing room and sits on the bench just beside the register. She knows her aunt would never approve. That this is vanity and decadence, not beauty. That there is no beauty without diligence. But she is tired of luxury that pretends at utilitarianism. She is tired of love that is constrained by use. So she started buying lingerie. to be beautiful for a girl who is too precious to be tightly held. And now she's here. She closes her eyes, sitting in the lingerie shop. She sees Wei Ying, her beautiful breasts, her bright, warm smile. She opens her eyes. She smooths her skirt. She creased it, gripping her knee. Wei Ying emerges out of the back a little while later. Lan Chan, you wear some really fancy underwear, she says. Lan Chan nods. Are you ready, Miss Lan? The clerk asks. She responds. She pulls her card from her wallet and the clerk hands her the bags. Discreet. Black with an ivory border, no text, white tissue paper. They exit the store and Lan Chan checks the bags before handing Wei Ying her bras. Wei Ying looks at the offering, confused. Lan Chan? She asks. For you, she says. Wei Ying's brows twitch, frowning. Lan Chan, I can't accept this, she says. I will not return it, she answers. If you will not take them, I cannot wear them. Lan Chan, that cost so much money, she murmurs. I can afford to spend it, she says. Wei Ying looks at the bag before taking it. I really shouldn't, she says. I can't repay this. I am not asking you to repay it, Lan Chan answers. Lan Chan knows that Wei Ying is not accustomed to being loved in this way. For her needs to be met without extracting from her some value or some promise or some piece of herself. Wei Ying looks in the bag a little shyly. Was lunch just a ploy to get me underwear? She asks. Lan Chan swallows. There is an excellent tapas place a block or so from here. We could get dinner, she says. Wei Ying laughs. Oh, Lan Chan, she says. Thank you for taking care of me. Lan Chan can't help but think that her pet rabbit would do wonderfully with another person in her apartment, and that her closet has always been half empty. Of course, she answers. The next time Wei Ying comes into the library, Lan Chan knows she's wearing one of the bras. Freak rainstorm, Wei Ying exclaims. Lan Chan's mouth is dry. She's wearing a miniskirt and a white t-shirt, and the shirt is plastered to her with water. And the bra with the lotuses, the bra is black, and the shirt is wet and white and thin. Lan Chan stands up too quickly, trips over a chair leg, and winds up stumbling into the book cart. Lan Chan? Wei Yang asks. There's the ripping Velcro sound of her bike pannier opening. Lan Chan rubs her knee, and then she looks back up. Would you like a towel? She asks. Oh, no, I'm fine, Wei Ying answers. I just need to drop these off. I'm going to the co-op. She puts the books in the return slot. Just a lucky coincidence you're here. Lan Chan frowns. Wei Ying, it's raining. Waterproof panniers, she says. She pulls down her ponytail and pulls her long, thick hair through her hands. She spreads her fingers wide and pushes her hair back from her face. Besides, it's not like I'm getting any wetter. Lan Chan feels like she's been kicked in the chest. She nods. Anyway, do you want to come over for dinner tonight? We agreed that I don't have to pay you back for the bra, but surely I can do dinner. It takes longer than it should for the information to translate from Wei Ying's words to Lan Chan's brain. Dinner? She asks. Wei Ying nods. I thought we could order from that pho place and I could pretend I cooked. She says, you could pretend to be impressed. Lan Chan nods. She nods again. I have to care for my rabbit after work, she says. Come after, Wei Ying says. She grabs her pannier. She blows a kiss over her shoulder. See you then. Lanzhan is clumsy and distracted for the rest of the day. When she finally clocks out, it takes remarkable self-control to take the bus home and not attempt to run the whole way there herself. She gets in the door and pulls off her shoes and stows her umbrella in her cloak closet. She takes a long, deep breath. Her phone buzzes, a text from Wei Ying. "See you in an hour?" it reads. "Yes," Lanzhan answers. She measures out Xiaobai's food and puts it in her cage. She makes sure her water is full. "I apologize," she says to her rabbit. "I will spend more time with you tomorrow. Something unexpected has occurred." Xiaobai's little nose twitches in a way Lanzhan decides is forgiving. She walks to her bedroom and quickly strips. She twists her hair into a shower cap and takes a quick shower, just to wash the smell of work off of her. She dries off and opens her drawers. The thing about the red set is that it's not practical for everyday wear. It's too beautiful. It's too dark with most of Lanzhan's clothes. It's an uncommon cut, and it projects her breasts forward, giving her, frankly, unreal cleavage. Her fingers drift over it for a moment, before she pulls it on with the matching underwear. And the thing is, she doesn't have a matching garter belt for it, but she has a basic black one that isn't too distracting. She tugs on her nudge stockings easily, black back seams making a long line up the back of her calves. And after that, well, it's just into her dress, with oval cutout that her cleavage peeks through quite nicely. And then she ties her hair back with her long white ribbon. Her lipstick she can put on in the ride. She tugs on her heels out the door. She will not be late. Lanzhan arrives at Wei Ying's apartment right on time. Wei Ying's apartment is up 4 flights of stairs. Lanzhan gets to the top of them and takes a deep breath. She makes sure her hair is neat. She presses her lips together one last time. She knocks.
"Just a minute,"
Wei Ying calls. Lanzhan is so glad she did her manicure on Monday. Her nails aren't too long and they're freshly painted. "Be moderate in your affections and wise in their display," she murmurs, feeling her ears heat before she can stop them. A perfectly normal manicure. A perfectly normal dinner with her best friend, who, incidentally, is extraordinarily beautiful. The door opens. Wei Ying's hair is in a tall ponytail, and she's only wearing a tiny bathrobe. She looks at Lanzhan, eyes wide as saucers, and shuts the door immediately. "One more second," she cries. A minute later, the door opens again, and Wei Ying is standing there, flushed to the roots of her hair, in jeans and a silky camisole. "I'm so sorry," she says. "I thought you were the delivery guy. Come in, come in." Lanzhan steps into Wei Ying's remarkably clean apartment. Her roommate is nowhere to be seen. "Where is..." "Oh, Xuan Yu had a thing," she says. "It's just the two of us."
"I see,"
Lanzhan says. She places her purse on the back of a chair.
"Would you like some tea or some water? I know I've got some sparkling water somewhere around here."
"Tea would be lovely," Lanzhan answers. There's a knock on the door.
"Oh, there's the pho,"
Wei Ying says. And soon enough, they're both seated on Wei Ying's couch, each with a tall deli container of soup, beef with tendon and tripe for Wei Ying, the vegetarian option with extra bean sprouts and extra basil for Lanzhan. And this is so comfortable, so familiar, like a million and one evenings from college onward. Lanzhan and Wei Ying. And this is wholly unfamiliar, completely new territory for Lanzhan, who had a few hookups in college, but nothing serious. Nothing she wanted to be serious. Nothing she's wanted like she's wanted Wei Ying.
"I know it's not as good as the tapas joint," Wei Ying says. "But I know we've gotten stuff from these guys before. Do you want to watch something? Maybe a movie?" Lanchan nods, slurping noodles. Awesome. There's this old J-horror thing I've wanted to see for a while, but Mo Xuanyu has already seen it and I can't watch it by myself. He told me it's not too gory. Is that cool?
Lanchan nods.
Which means that 20 minutes later, Wei Ying puts on the movie and turns on a lamp, and 20 minutes later, Wei Ying is sitting very close to Lanchan. Close enough that Lanchan can feel the body heat of her next to her.
Oh, that's a bad room, Wei Ying says as something happens on the television.
Lanchan agrees. She is having a great deal of difficulty following what is happening. She can see the top of Wei Ying's head. She can smell her shampoo. She can feel her little hand gripping her knee tightly. She can feel her shoulder pressing into the soft flesh of her own chest. Wei Ying gasps at something. Lanchan grabs her hand reflexively. Wei Ying grabs back. Wei Ying is practically in her lap, her knees drawn up close to her. And Lanchan? Lanchan can see where her camisole has pooled, the edge of white lace along the curve of Wei Ying's beautiful, soft chest.
Wei Ying, she murmurs, before she can stop herself.
Wei Ying turns, just barely, to look at her, with her beautiful gray eyes.
Lanchan, she whispers. Her mouth is round and red. Lanchan can see the curve of her two front teeth peeking out below her top lip.
Wei Ying bites her bottom lip. Lanchan lets go of Wei Ying's hand to reach forward to tug her lip from her teeth with her thumb. Lets her hand rest there, just at Wei Ying's chin, at her jaw. Under her fingers, Lanchan can feel the thin, wispy hairs of her fine facial hair. This close, Lanchan can see every dark eyelash that rings the bottom of Wei Ying's eyes. Lanchan leans forward slowly, and finally, she kisses Wei Ying.
Lan Erqie, Wei Ying sighs. Touch me.
Anything,
Lanchan answers, and her hands slide under Wei Ying's camisole, over the smooth, soft skin of her belly. Wei Ying stops being almost in Lanchan's lap, and she starts definitely being in Lanchan's lap. She throws her leg over her lap, and she's straddling her. Her forearms rest on Lanchan's shoulders, and her chest, her still-clothed chest, is more or less at eye level.
Wei Ying,
Lanchan says, her voice feeling strangled.
Wei Ying cups her jaw in her hand, tilts her head up, and she kisses her. And this one is different from the first. This is...
The first one was the tide coming in, a return of something, an order sinking up into the world. This is a flood. Wei Ying's mouth is bright hot on her. Her tongue, she laps into Lanchan's mouth, quick and overwhelming, and her teeth, her beautiful teeth. She bites on Lanchan's bottom lip. Lanchan feels it, caught by her. Lanchan has been caught by her. Wei Ying's fingers thread through Lanchan's impossibly long hair, tugging on the knots and snags, and when her hands are free, she takes Lanchan's hands from where they've been resting on Wei Ying's hips. She guides them up slowly, under the camisole, over her hips, over her waist, higher and higher until they get to Wei Ying's chest. And Wei Ying lets go of Lanchan's hands to gather the edges of the camisole into her fingers. She rocks her hips, grinding into Lanchan, as she pulls the thing over her head. And there she is. She's wearing a piece that Lanchan didn't see in the shop. Nude mesh with white stitching. White seams curve over the incredible shape of Wei Ying's breasts, supporting them. White lace with eyelash-trimmed scallops at the edge of the cups, a sweet little bow in the bra's gore. And, all over, embroidered are small blue flowers, like stars strewn over the soft skin of Wei Ying's breast. Wei Ying, in blue and white. Lanchan's colors. Wei Ying bites her bottom lip.
Do you like it?
She asks.
Mansan is drowning.
Yes,
she manages to say. Wei Ying takes Mansan's hand into hers, holds it so that her forearm is cradled in the plush valley of Wei Ying's breasts. She kisses Mansan's fingertips. She sucks a finger into her mouth. Mansan's own voice is unfamiliar to her.
Wei Ying,
she moans.
Mansan,
she answers. Mansan, can we go to my bed? Can I see you? Will you take your dress off? Will you let me take it off of you?
Yes, 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 yes,
Mansan answers, as Wei Ying kisses the palm of her hand with her hot, wet mouth. As she settles and grinds into Mansan's lap, as she leans so that her soft breasts start to press into her. Wei Ying is off her quick, tugging her up from the couch, pulling her across the apartment and into her bedroom. And Wei Ying shuts the door, and then Mansan is on her, pressing her against the door, hands in hers, lifting her arms over her head. Wei Ying's voice is soft, just little sounds, as Mansan kisses her. As Mansan has her, Mansan has her. Mansan is holding her. Mansan is touching her. Mansan is kissing her.
Wait, Mansan,
she says. Mansan stops and looks at her.
Let me see you, she says.
Please? It's all I've been able to think about since the shop. Just you. Mansan kisses her again, chaste this time. And then she lets go of Wei Ying's hands, and she turns around, pulling her hair over her shoulder.
Unzip me, she asks.
There's some rustling as she unhooks the hook and eye closure. Then the long zip sound of the embedded garment zipper. And then the release, feeling of Lanchan's dress no longer holding her. And then Wei Ying's warm, soft hand slipping into the case of her dress and wrapping over the soft, warm space of Lanchan's middle and body. The slight ticklish feeling of Wei Ying's bra pressing into parts of Lanchan's back. The press of Wei Ying's lips into her, just her bare shoulder. The sound of her inhaling deeply.
I love your smell, Mansan,
she murmurs, voice very soft and very near.
I always want to be close to you so I can smell you.
Mansan pulls her dress down over her shoulders and down over her hips. And now she's just in her bra and underwear and garters in Wei Ying's bedroom. Wei Ying takes another deep breath.
Let me see you, she whispers.
Mansan turns around and Wei Ying's eyes go huge.
Mansan, she says, you look... Oh my god.
Mansan is glad she wore the red.
I didn't have anything red, she says.
Wei Ying looks at Mansan for a long moment, long enough that Mansan can feel the tips of her ears go red.
Do you like it?
She asks, nervous. Wei Ying steps forward, and then she kneels on the floor. She wraps her hands around the column of Mansan's leg, stroking up and down gently. She kisses the side of Mansan's knee. The sensation is diffused by the silk of her stockings. Mansan still feels it as intensely as a brand. Wei Ying leans into her, craning her neck upward, to catch her mouth on the bare lace edge of Lantan's stocking. The feeling of her canine tooth slipping so close to her thigh tickles. And her gentle small hands, they unfasten the utilitarian buckles on Lantan's left garter. The front and back. The elastic springs back. She looks up at Mansan, all big eyes and sweet, enraptured expression.
Oh, Mansan, I like you all the time, she answers.
Her hands are gentle as she tugs her stockings down, smoothing over Mansan's leg. Her hands are gentle as she supports her knee and lifts her foot from the floor, finally tugging the stocking all the way off. Her kiss is even more arresting without the silk between them.
Wei Ying,
Mansan whispers. Wei Ying kisses her again in the dimple of her left knee. She repositions herself and unclips the garter on the right.
Do you wear a garter and stockings all the time? Wei Ying asks.
Yes,
Lan Zhan answers. I like how they make me feel. Wei Ying's finger, whirring at the edge of the stocking again. How do they make you feel, Lan Zhan?
Controlled,
she answers. Wei Ying works the second stocking down. She rolls it off of her foot and kisses her right knee this time. And how do you feel now, Lan Zhan?
Beloved, she answers.
Oh, Lan Zhan. Wei Ying sighs again. She says it like Lan Zhan's name is a prayer, never far from springing from her lips. You are. You are. Lan Zhan reaches down, carefully. She moves Wei Ying's head, carefully, so that she is looking up at her. She bends at the hips, without moving her knees at all, and kisses Wei Ying from where she kneels on the floor.
Beloved.
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.